patient's name, Peter Tung, spelled T-O-U-N-G. Date of birth is February 12th of 1955. Date of service, 11-20 of 2025. This is a 70-year-old male patient. Here is a follow-up from last week, 1 week ago, on November 13th. Recall at that time he had some pain in his genital area. He was examined here and given medications, specifically Nizoral cream and valacyclovir tablets. Patient tells me that he is much better. In fact, he states that all his symptoms have resolved. He offers no new complaint, period, new paragraph. He tells me he is feeling well today, period, new paragraph. However, looking at the chart, I see that his blood pressure was elevated last week at a systolic of 156, and then today a systolic of 160. We did a second blood pressure attempt on his left arm, and that one resulted in 143 over 89. He tells me he has no symptoms of hypertension. However, he does take a medication for cholesterol, given by another physician, period, new paragraph. Once again, I've done a complete review of systems with him. All was negative except for what's reviewed up above in the chief complaint area. Period, new paragraph. Due to the high blood pressure, we have ordered blood pressure medication as well an ultrasound of the carotids and echo of the heart. He is willing to do that. Patient does not want any blood draws today. Period, new paragraph. Of special note, this patient is refusing any lab draw today. Period, new paragraph. Patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. He carries on his everyday activities in normal form and fashion. He offers no further complaint. Period, new paragraph. Medications, he is taking a medication for cholesterol management, which he tells me is normal with the medication. Period, new paragraph. This patient states that he was a pilot for an airline, and when he was working, they would make him do physical exams and blood work every 6 months. He told me that his blood work by way of glucose was always normal. Period, new paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies, social history, negative for alcohol consumption or tobacco. Period, new paragraph. Medications, he takes simvastatin for cholesterol management. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is mildly obese, soft, and non-tender. Extremities, there is no lower extremity edema. He has plus 5 muscle strength. He is able to arise from a seated position on first attempt. Period, new paragraph. I've ordered the ultrasound of the heart as well as the carotids. We did discover that the ejection fraction of the heart is 59%, and he does have some plaque buildup on the left carotid in the neck. Period, new paragraph. He does not wish to do anything about these findings at this point, but he said he does have a cardiologist that he will consult. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. He's going to continue his simvastatin for cholesterol management. Ejection fraction of the heart, 59%, and plaque buildup in the left carotid. No occlusion found. He will consult with his cardiologist, period, new paragraph. Hypertension, it was 160 over 97 today. The left arm on second attempt was 143 over 89, period, new paragraph. we're going to give him lisinopril 20 milligrams. I've advised him that to give a 90-day supply, we would need to get some a blood draw. He does not want to do that today. He says if he is interested in that, he will come back. So we gave him lisinopril 20 milligrams. He's going to monitor his blood pressure at his home as well. I've reviewed the plan of care with this patient. I've answered all his questions. I've had, he'll return to clinic as needed.